The Jen, Gabe, and Chewy podcast is sponsored by Celsius Energy Drink, and I am here to tell you it makes a huge difference in my mornings. With a unique blend of essential energy and key vitamins, Celsius is your partner to an active lifestyle. My favorite, the peach vibe. Learn more at Celsius.com and pick up Celsius Energy Drinks today.
Showtime. The right way to start your day. This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
You know, I'm not going to lie. I get fan mail to the house.
Yeah. Oh, you've got some fan mail here waiting for you, bud.
I know, I'm looking for anthrax. I ain't gonna lie.
Why don't they make them anymore?
Well, for one thing, the glue isn't very adhesive. It takes a lot of moisture to make them stick.
So we pick up some Elmer's.
Who do you think has access?
I ain't gonna lie.
Who do you think has access to anthrax?
Can you make it? I think you can make it.
Yeah, if you're Walter White.
I'm pretty sure you can make it, Gabe.
So she was just lying there.
Yeah.
I wonder what happened.
There's a doctor.
Well, I'm sorry. She's gone.
Do food samples at Costco or a food court count?
That's safe.
All right.
Because they'd get in trouble if it wasn't, right?
Yeah, that's very true.
The same way your neighbor would get in trouble for poisoning you.
We found traces of a certain toxic adhesive commonly found in very low-priced envelopes.
Well, she was sending out our wedding invitations.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy, broadcasting live from the Gruber Law Office's One Call, That's All studios at The Avenue with Gabe Neitzel and Mark Chamora. Here's Jen Latta.
She wants to ride it, she's trying to hide it. I'm cool as ever, she's too excited. Her man look like he wanna fight, he ain't doing nothing.
I was going to start someplace else, but right as the show open is playing there, Chewy, you just sent a text to our show group thread asking how quickly do you clean up after a dinner party? Did you have a dinner party last night, pal?
I did.
What'd you serve? What was on the menu?
Pizzas.
Hawaiian pizza?
No, homemade.
A homemade pizza.
I got this uni, which I highly recommend.
Okay.
For Christmas. Very good. But it was kind of a train wreck. The dough sucks.
Okay. Why?
You have to be a professional to work pizza dough.
I mean, if you want really good pizza dough, yeah. There's going to be, otherwise, you're probably going to have some inconsistencies in your pizza dough.
So that created the stress. A lot of stress. We had three couples over. Lovely people. And in making pizzas, as you guys know, creates a huge mess.
Quick follow-up.
A huge mess.
Can I ask a quick follow-up? Were any of these couples part of the group that tried to hijack your NCAA tournament plans last week?
That's not on Reachu, is it? Because I have no idea what the hell you're talking about. Oh, you mean going somewhere else?
Yes.
Peripherally.
Okay.
They're more joiners. Okay. They're not joiners, but in that instance, they would have just been joiners.
Yeah. But wherever you were going, they were cool. They just wanted to be there.
They just wanted to hang.
Gotcha.
So, you know, obviously you make the dough first, and that just a disaster. Mm-hmm. To where I almost busted a rolling pin.
What?
Very frustrated.
How did you almost bust a rolling pin?
When the dough doesn't work, there's nothing worse. I don't know if I don't know what I'm doing. I used flour. I took it out of the fridge like 2 hours early, so it was room temperature, and it just doesn't want to agree.
Okay.
And I'm making a mess. So, and then it was super windy here yesterday, and it kept blowing out the pizza oven.
Oh, okay.
So at that time, I just decided to roll with it.
Okay.
But homemade pizza is not something you want to make for a dinner party. Too much work. You're away from the group too much. It's just not a good idea. Would you agree with that?
Yeah. I mean, I think you really have to know what you're doing in order to make it a more efficient process. But yeah. If it's not working, then yeah, you're away from the group
probably the
entire time.
The kitchen was destroyed.
Oh, I can't imagine. Flour
and
everywhere.
That's why I asked on the text chain. And Ashton, no, we're not two peas in a pod, to answer your question. How long can you go without cleaning that up?
No, I clean it. I mean, I'm probably not cleaning as I go because, like you said, like there's the group there, and I'm probably being conscious of, man, this dough's taking a while. So I'm trying to do my best to float in and out of the group, but also pay attention to the food because you don't want the food to be bad. As the guests take a step out the door, and I close it behind them and lock the door.
Yeah, but Gabe,
I'm going back to clean up.
Gabe, it was 10:15, which to you and Josh is like 12:15. right?
Mm-hmm. Well,
you're not cleaning up at 12:15 when you got to wake up early and do the show.
No, I would have to, because part of my routine in the morning, especially now with the new house, we've got a nice little island in the kitchen. Yeah. So I'll get up, take the dog out real quick. After I shower and all that, then I'd like to sit there for like 5 or 10 minutes in a clean kitchen with a cup of coffee and just kind of ease into the day a little bit. And if I came downstairs and part of my routine then the next morning, like I would be, man, I would have to start cleaning the kitchen. So I would definitely clean the kitchen before I went to bed.
All right. So Angie left all the dishes, but cleaned all the surfaces and floors and stuff. Now I had my cup of coffee and did all the dishes.
Okay.
But I was sitting there going, man, I really don't feel like tackling that. So I put on Yukon Gold, watched about 3 minutes of it, and I'm like, I couldn't do it. I couldn't wait, because then it throws my whole day off. I have to go to the gym right after I work out.
Yeah.
But I couldn't leave those dishes there till 1.
Again, the clean counters, I think, is important. If there's a couple, I'd probably still just do the dishes in the sink. I like going to bed when the kitchen, because again, I'll make the coffee before I go to bed and then just hit the little program button so then it starts making itself in the morning. Like, I like turning off that light in my kitchen, knowing that it's clean before I go up and go to bed.
Sleep's much more important than an hour of cleaning.
Probably. But would you be able to sleep well knowing that your kitchen is that dirty? You seem like you wouldn't.
I was okay with it.
Okay.
Because like I said, the counters were clean, but the dishes were stacked high.
What if the counters were dirty?
That's a problem.
Yeah.
Because then that flour's going to harden, mm-hmm. and then you're turning into a spatula, chiseling it off. Train wreck. My second question of the day that I have time to get it out on the text chain. Because as I told you, Jim Craig, the goalie for the 80 Olympic team, lives down the road, and I saw him yesterday. Super Bowl ring or gold medal? Joshy, you can answer first.
Super Bowl ring, easy. I care way more about football than the NFL.
But I think it's gold medal.
No.
Like his gold, especially his gold medal, his gold medal's cooler than your Super Bowl ring.
No, it's not. Gabe, 30% of NFL athletes could get a gold medal. Just based on athleticism alone.
He beat the Russians, man. Like, you're telling me,
a lot of credit.
You're telling me that the 1980 hockey team, that gold medal, that's a cooler thing than your Super Bowl.
You're a liar, number one, because deep down in your core, you're still a Packer toad. And if I put both of them in front of you, you would take the Packer Super Bowl ring all day long.
No, the 1980 men's Olympic hockey team gold medal.
That's a little different.
That's what I'm saying. Specifically in this instance, his gold medal trumps your Super Bowl.
Throw this in the equation. The Russians were way better than them.
Yeah.
You have to factor in that we were just voted second or third.
What?
Best team all time.
Ninth.
No, that's a lie.
The USA Today one, you guys were ninth.
I don't care about USA Today. I care about the one we were second or third.
I don't remember where that one was.
Josh, yeah, that's a good one.
You're a liar. And 30% of NFL athletes could get a... You mean to tell me if LeBron, Tim Duncan were on the men's volleyball team for the United States, they're not walking away with 7 golds?
Again, like it would take a while to train for that. I don't think they should walk out there.
If they pivoted and said, "All right, I don't want to play football. I'm going to play volleyball."
Like, because the other thing about gold medals is, like, they hand out Super Bowl rings. Turns out every year, they're only handing out gold medals once every 4.
Yeah, but they hand out like 150 of them.
Yeah,
they also hand me.
It's so diluted.
Yeah.
Craig Hendrick got one. Chris Jackie
got
one.
Poll. Josh, you put it on the poll.
It's already up.
Gabe, you're in.
Early results, Super Bowl ring, running away.
Yeah, because Joshy was the first vote and won nothing.
No, it's 3. I don't have 3 accounts to vote from.
I think you're crazy, Gabe.
There's just something about the rarity of a gold medal, because they're only handing him out once every 4 years.
Nah.
And I guess it does depend upon the sport. Right? Like, if you win one in the biathlon, which is the skiing shooting one, like, I'm probably not as impressed. Yeah.
Take your table tennis.
What would you want a gold medal in?
Golf, obviously.
Yeah, but I mean...
Do they have golf?
Yeah, they added golf back to the Olympics in 16. 16 was the first year.
It's weak. It's not the best golfer. It's the golfer who's playing the hottest at that time.
Yeah, I mean, that's...
Isn't that all sports?
Literally every sport, every time.
No, when you're the second best team of all the Super Bowl teams, believe me, by the end of the show, I'm getting a number one. Yeah.
But there's just something, again, especially when you mention Jim Craig, like being on that team specifically, or being on, like, the Dream Team gold medal, like, that team was pretty sweet. Even though they were dominating, but they changed basketball.
Who cares? They knew they were going to win from the start. What fun is that?
I mean, they still did some pretty cool stuff.
Yeah. Dream Team.
Pretty sweet.
Joshy, is he moving the needle on you at all?
No. He hasn't got me riled up yet.
No.
Trying to think what other gold medals, like.
The problem with the 1980 gold medal for the hockey team is that wasn't the gold medal game. If they had beat the Russians in the gold medal game, I would be like, yeah, I understand because of Miracle and all this lore after it. It was a semifinal.
Well, so the gold medal doesn't count? Yeah. Is that what you're trying to say?
Who'd they even beat? I don't even know.
Believe it was Sweden.
Swedes, come on.
They were down in that game, too. Came from behind.
Yeah, they did. I think if you were to win one, though, you'd want to do what Bruce Jenner did, or whatever her name is, or his name.
You're okay. You can say that.
What do you mean?
Like he won, like, nine different categories to get the gold medal.
So, like, Michael Phelps. You want to Michael Phelps it.
No. I'm saying, didn't Bruce Jenner, like, throw the shot put?
Oh,
it was a decathlon.
Now, that's impressive.
I mean, yeah, I would put up Michael Phelps's athletic resume up against just about anybody.
Yeah, Phelps is so impressive.
When you can do this and have his wingspan all your medals are on your arms, like, that's...
Okay, I get it from the standpoint he did more than one swim. He did different swims.
Yeah, he did literally them all. Everything.
Like, really?
You're right. That's pretty cool.
Like, that's pretty cool. Yeah, again, like, I think it's specific. Yeah. Like, if you're... Again, like, if you show up with your water polo gold medal, like, yeah, I'd rather have a Super Bowl ring.
What about a curling gold medal?
I mean, shout out to Matt Hamilton. I know you're trying to get me in some hot water with our guy, Matt Hamilton, here. Trying to set me up here.
I sure
What's
was.
The answer? What's the answer? Give us the answer.
That's
it might
right,
not
Chewy.
Be a problem.
Hold on to it.
Matt Hamilton's gold medal versus Chewy Super Bowl ring. It's Chewy Super Bowl ring.
Wow.
Okay.
That's the again. I think it's almost a case by case basis thing.
Okay, when you get to the point 15-20 years down the road, and you get an Emmy or whatever they call them for broadcasting, that or Super Bowl ring.
Oh, Super Bowl ring. But I'll tell you this: I would rather win a gold medal in, like, the 100-meter dash. I'd rather be the fastest man in the world than win a Super Bowl ring. Fastest man in the world.
Yeah, but you're not doing it without roids.
I'm sure there are guys who didn't win a Super Bowl trophy without roids, too.
That's a good point.
Like, what does that have to do with anything?
I don't know. I'm just trying to pump up my ring.
Yeah, I get it, but I'm just saying, like, Usain Bolt, what he did, it's pretty sweet.
Yeah, I mean,
being
you can do
the
that
fastest
in the real
man.
World, too. Yeah.
You know, like, that's something where you were. Because, again, And I think it's different when I'm talking about Chewy's Super Bowl ring, because you played a large part on that Super Bowl team versus Jim McMahon's Packers Super Bowl ring.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, it's nice that he's got that Super Bowl ring.
But you would say, like, Jim Craig's gold medal to Brett Favre's Super Bowl ring.
Jim Craig's.
If you could have one of them, Gabe, which one would you take?
Okay, Jim Craig's. All right, you put me in a tough spot here.
Because he was the highlight of that team.
He was.
Or
reverse this to 2 years after Brett Favre won a Super Bowl and Jim Craig, because I don't think Brett Favre's Super Bowl ring now has the same luster.
Oh, it still does. With Packers fans, it absolutely does.
I think some people are going, really?
Yeah. I can separate. I can separate him being a thief with this. Allegedly being a thief in the state of Mississippi.
You're getting sued. You are getting sued.
I said alleged.
You and Shannon Sharp.
I said alleged.
Class action.
Allegedly.
Gabe, you're supposed to be the rule follower.
Yeah.
Here.
I put it out there. I said allegedly.
Gabe, you usually put allegedly before you make the statement, not after.
Yeah. Again, it got in there. I want to, you know. Slip of the tongue.
Well, let's ask Jason.
Okay, we will definitely ask Jason this question. We won't ask him the alleged part. I think we'll kind of skip over that. But we will talk with Jason Wilde as he joins us next. Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Ready, down, put.
All Packers, all the time.
He has come light years in the last 2 months, and people should be over the moon excited about that.
Okay, most of the time.
Almonds specifically or all nuts?
Well, these nuts, those nuts, whatever nuts work.
It's Jason Wilde on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Brought to you by Boucher Automotive. With 16 different new car brands and over 35 pre-owned brands to choose from. Boucher Automotive. We are driven by you.
He is our friend. He is our teammate. He is Jason Wilde. Joins us three times a week on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Jason, welcome to the final Dude Friday for a while.
Yeah, great to be with you, dudes.
Oh.
Worth talking to you on another beautiful day off just to have one more Dude Friday with you guys.
Gold medal or Super Bowl ring, which would you rather have?
I am a big team sports guy. I enjoy the team concept more than individual glory, so count me in on the Super Bowl ring. I feel like I'd be like the 53rd guy on the roster and just be happy to get anything. So I'm totally going Super Bowl ring there. What did the guy with the Super Bowl ring say?
Oh, Super Bowl ring in a walk.
I mean, but who did you see yesterday that made you think of this question?
Who, me?
Yeah.
Oh, I saw Jim Craig yesterday, Jason, the goalie for the 80 team.
Yeah.
So I was like, wait, and you know what?
Whoa, wait a minute. He lives down the road from you?
Yeah.
are you guys buddies?
Hi. You know the wave in the car.
Hi, Jim. Hi, Mark.
Does he know who you are? Does he know you're a Super Bowl champion, or you just think, who is this behemoth that lives down the street from me?
Well, since there's a lot of Midwesterners down here, I've had some weird things. Like, the people across the channel took a picture of me laying out in the sun, and it somehow got to one of our offensive linemen from Boston College, who I have not seen in 30 years, who sent it to Bull.
Who's your former roommate?
Who's my former roommate, and he sent the picture, and I thought that was kind of creepy.
Have they ever spoken to you besides taking surreptitious photos?
But they did try to bum rush our New Year's Eve party.
What is going
on? Where they saw Frank walking
in. In the greater Tampa area.
And they went, hey, does Chewy live there? And Frank said, yeah, forget about it. Did you play? Yeah, forget about it. And just kept walking in. So there are pockets of like Midwest Packer fans down here. So it is a little weird.
And are you laying in your front yard tanning yourself in your Speedo? Or
no, this was the backyard. And it wasn't a very becoming picture, Jason. Let's just say that. I looked a little pale and bloated. So,
well, I'm sure Bull enjoyed that.
Yeah, I was about to say he probably had a field day. But Jason, think about it. I mean, Jason, or Jim Craig's gold medal versus Chewy's Super Bowl ring. Like, the Craig gold medal's got to be cooler.
Sure. And on a historic team, so as I just said about teams, if I had known that this was going to be Jim Craig's gold medal versus say, and again, I say this with nothing but love in my heart for this guy, but Jim Craig's gold medal versus Matt Hamilton's gold medal, again, Jim Craig, Miracle on Ice, like,
yeah,
totally different level of gold medal than most gold medals Like that, it's like him and like if Jesse Owens lived in your neighborhood, like that's incredible. So I would argue that I'd like to change my answer now that I know that Jim Craig is in your neighborhood, and also I'd like to send you a replica of the 1980 USA hockey team jersey to have signed.
Someone should call Jeff Sports and ask him which one would be worth more money.
Oh, it's not. It's not even close.
Who?
It's Craig's gold medal, man.
I disagree.
Like because. I mean, a Packers Super Bowl ring.
That is such a small portion of sports fans' base. Everybody knows Brett Favre. I asked my kids, hey, do you know Jim Craig? And they're like, who?
People, trust me, true. Like, especially because, like, gold medals, like, how many gold medals did they hand out? I guarantee they handed out more Packers Super Bowl rings.
Yeah, but it's Brett Favre's.
Well, what if I get Andre Rison?
But we could get an answer on this.
Yeah.
What? He threw his in the river?
Yeah. Isn't that the story about Andre Rison? He was so pissed that Wolf didn't bring him back.
Yeah.
That he threw his ring in the lake or the river. He threw it in some body of water.
I believe he has since retracted that story, though, Jason.
Yeah.
You're saying he made that up?
I believe he did.
Mm, okay.
I know it doesn't sound really like something Andre would do. But I think he made it up.
With his shirt on or off. Jason, do they need to replace DeGuara?
Yeah, they're replacing him with Henry Pearson, who was on the practice squad for most of the year, got called up to the 53 a few times, who's a legit fullback. I mean, that is his position as opposed to DeGuara, who kind of evolved from a tight end into that position. I don't want to make it sound like losing Josiah DeGuara is like some sort of catastrophic free agent loss. Obviously, I don't think they ever even really considered bringing him back. Again, remember that 2020 draft class that, you know, beyond Jordan Love and what Jordan Love has turned out to be, you know, was there were a lot of guys that didn't quite live up to their draft status, if you will. And so I just think that it's interesting that they view that position as valuable enough to carry someone there, but that Josiah DeGuara, with all of his experience, it was interesting. You know, he was a guy that, you know, and we've spent the last couple of days because of the way LaFleur mentioned that he was caught off guard by the Josh Jacobs signing and the Aaron Jones departure, of how much conversation there is between the GM and the personnel staff and the coach and the coaching staff when it comes to personnel. You know, Josiah DeGuara might have been the last time that Matt LaFleur had any sort of input on a draft pick, because he was a guy who played at Cincinnati. One of LaFleur's best friends was his tight ends coach and offensive coordinator with the Bearcats. And that was kind of, you know, that was kind of the pick that, if you will, Goody gave Matt LaFleur. I mean, there was a story when they drafted him, LaFleur had shown the team a clip of like a Don Beebe-esque Josiah DeGuara chasing down a defender after a turnover, like Beebe's chasing down Leon Lett in the Super Bowl. And I remember kind of thinking, well, that's kind of weird. I wonder how NFL players react to an object lesson based on something that a college player did, but that was LaFleur's guy, and so that was the first thing I thought of yesterday, in the context of it doesn't seem like Goody really has much interest in what the coaching staff thinks of prospects. I thought it was really interesting that DeGuara was that guy and now is no longer on the roster.
Do you think they still, you mentioned the Aaron Jones, Josh Jacobs situation. Do you think they still need another running back on this year's roster, or is that not really going to be an area of need for them, given that they brought A.J. Dillon back? They have a couple of younger guys on the roster from last year. Is that still a position you think they need to upgrade and maybe get that more athletic type Aaron Jones back on the roster?
Yeah, I don't say anything definitive very frequently, I will make these predictions, though. They have 5 picks out of the first 91. I feel very, very, very confident that one of those first 5 picks on the first 2 days will be devoted to at least one offensive lineman. And I feel very confident that at the bare minimum that on day 3, from rounds 4 through 7, when they have 6 picks, that at least one will be a running back. They did not make a qualifying offer to Patrick Taylor, so I don't know if there's a chance he comes back. He's obviously bounced around with them to some degree. They've got obviously Emmanuel Wilson, who I think they like. But you bring up A.J. Dillon, and I'm not rooting against A.J. Dillon. I'm glad that he was able to come back to Green Bay, where his wife's family is from and where he's so popular. But that contract, the thing we didn't talk about, beyond it being such a weird contract and something that's not used very often, that fourth-year option thing, is that it guarantees them, nothing.
Hmm.
If they bring in a couple of running backs, and they don't like what they see from A.J. Dillon, they can cut him at the end of training camp, and it literally, there is no dead money, because he's on basically a tender. So I'm convinced they'll draft at least one running back, and I think A.J. Dillon, while I'm glad that he's back, he's got to have a good camp or he's not going to be here.
Jason, do you think Greg Joseph, the new kicker, is going to get a fair shake in training camp, or is Carlson going to be graded on the curve? I think he's going to still be graded on the curve because he's a draft pick.
I don't know if I want to say graded on a curve, but I know what you're saying, and I agree with you. If there's somebody that they're going to be rooting for silently when they have kicking periods, it's going to be the guy that Goody drafted, right? I mean, that's just human nature. And frankly, I don't think Anders Carlson is terrible. I think Anders Carlson, which we talked about a bunch, you remember this even with Ryan Longwell, who turned out to be the all-time leading scorer before Mason Crosby broke the record. He missed that kick in Philly in what was that, week 2? Young kickers, and I remember saying this when they drafted Carlson, I want a kicker that somebody else drafted and who took the 2 or 3 years that it seems to take for a lot of kickers, I know there are exceptions, to figure out how to kick in the NFL. And once they do, you got a guy who's pretty good. Now, Mason Crosby had some growing pains, but not really too bad early in his career. But I think what they're doing here, because if you look at Greg Joseph's stats, they're no better last year than Anders Carlson. It's not like they brought in some guy who was near perfect. But I think what they're hoping to do is through competition, because they preach competition all the time and then didn't give him any competition, is that much like Giorgio Tavecchio did for Mason Crosby many years ago, coming off that 2012 season, I think they just want to see having in-person competition bring out the best in Anders Carlson, and Greg Joseph will have served his purpose, much like Giorgio Tavecchio did. I don't think they ever planned on Giorgio to be their kicker, but I think they felt like this is a guy that is good enough to push our guy, hopefully, to being better. And I think Greg Joseph kind of fits that same suit.
I just hope that if Greg Joseph beats Anders Carlson, that they give him the job. Because Goody's on the record of saying, if you want to be a championship team, you have to have a championship kicker. That's something that he's on the record saying. And if you curry favor to your draft pick, you're doing the team a disservice. Now, if Anders wins, I don't care who wins the kicking competition between those two, Jason. I just want whoever the best one is, that's the one they go with.
Yes, may the best man win and then lay in his backyard looking pale and haunted.
Bloated.
I would say this, though. I think, I'm glad you brought up that quote, because that is one of those, kind of like the absolutely we expect or we anticipate Aaron Jones to be back. If Goody ever tried to say, and I'm not saying that he would, but if he ever tried to say that he saw last season coming and that they weren't rebuilding, right? Remember when he wouldn't use the word rebuilding on the telecast. You would have brought back Mason Crosby, right? For expressly for the 41-yard field goal that Anders Carlson missed with you having a chance to go to the NFC Championship game. And you wouldn't have traded Rasul Douglas. Like, there are still those kind of breadcrumbs that tell you, hey, we were rebuilding. We didn't know that we were going to be in the position we were in late in the year. And I think that's a really good example, and I'm glad you brought up that quote.
Jason, we appreciate the time. We appreciate you playing along with us all week during Dude Week here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
That's because you know Mom will be back on Monday, and there will be no tomfoolery at the level that goes on with you two.
I'm not allowed to ask about Aaron Jones anymore.
I hope you got all your questions in.
I did.
All right, guys. Take care. Be good.
Jason Whitley joins us three times a week here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Tune into Thanalysis Show every week. Bucks player Thanasis Adetokounmpo sits down with special guests and has fun and honest conversations. Conversations with NBA stars Damian Lillard and Donovan Mitchell, basketball media royalty Jay Williams, and more big guests already a part of Season 2 of Thanalysis. Oh, by the way, Jordan Love, he was on the show. That one dropped yesterday. So find Thanalysis Show today on Apple, Spotify, or anywhere else you get your podcasts. Subscribe to the Thanalysis Show YouTube channel for accompanying videos and special content.
It's Friday, and that means it's time to check in with GKB President Craig Karmazin.
I am so impressed with Jordan Love, you know, and I think, like, Packers fans should feel so good about Jordan Love.
Fridays with Mo.
I think Rodgers never spoke out and was direct, and Giannis should be praised for being clear so that everyone knows, hey, Giannis told the organization what he wanted.
Craig Karmazin on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Conversation going to be jumping on with us here in just a second. But Chewy, I did reach out. So we're waiting to hear back from our guy, Jeff Lemieux, Jeff at Jeff Sports. I asked him if both somehow hit the market, which would be more valuable, Brett Favre's Super Bowl ring or Jim Craig's gold medal. So we'll wait for the answer. Once I get the answer, you will have the answer.
Okay. Thank you.
But we will ask that question right now to our friend, Good Karma Brands founder, CEO, Craig Karmazin, joining the show here in the Gruber Loves' One Call That's All studios. Good morning, Craig.
Good morning.
What would you rather have, Super Bowl ring or gold medal?
It depends what I did to earn it.
So Chewy Super Bowl ring versus Jim Craig's gold medal.
No. Brett Favre Super Bowl ring versus Jim Craig's gold medal.
I mean, that's where you escalated it, but where it started was your Super Bowl ring versus your neighbor Jim Craig's gold medal.
Ooh. So Jim Craig was
the goalie of the 1980 Olympic hockey team.
See, yeah, Gabe, he just made my point for me right there. He had to stop and think.
Jim Craig
was where Brett Favre immediately.
Opposite. Like, that was the only time I thought my name Craig was like a normal name, because when I was 5 years old and they won the Olympics, I was like, oh, someone named Craig just won the Olympics. My name is cool. and I'm still, that's the only cool Craig still, like, 43 years later, right? Can you think of another cool Craig?
Daniel Craig.
Yeah.
Okay.
James Bond. It's tough to beat James Bond. Yeah, that's a pretty good one.
Yeah, I was never a Bond person, but yeah, that I would agree.
I mean, Bond though is cool.
Yes. I agree. No, I agree. No, I think Daniel Craig's James Bond Tony Award or Oscar and the goalie's gold medal, both cooler than the Super Bowl ring.
See, and let me explain, because I've done a show.
I'm saying for beating
Craig
Russia
for 15 years.
Yes,
for beating
Russia.
Let me explain.
100%.
Yeah. Let me explain. Because Craig knows there is no chance in hell he could ever play in the NFL. None. Okay? There isn't a skill set he has that would afford him to play in the NFL. Now he will tell you that there are some sports where he could at least contend for a medal.
Well,
am I right or wrong?
That might be true, but that's not why I'm saying it, because you could be like work in finance. I think I could work in finance for an NFL team and win a Super Bowl ring.
So yeah, no one cares.
Right. That's what I'm saying. That's why I was asking about the ring, because you can get rings a lot of different ways. But being the goalie who beats Russia in like the you know, the Miracle on Ice is cooler than any Super Bowl ring.
What gold medal would you have a chance at winning? Curling? What's the one with the shooting? You ski and
pentathlon.
I believe that's the biathlon.
Oh, it is.
Skiing,
it's not the modern
shooting.
Pentathlon.
No.
Craig, what else?
I don't think the curling I could do.
Swimmer? Water polo?
No, terrible swimmer.
No, I mean, have you seen the body types that have to swim? That doesn't match Craig.
You're a pretty good ping pong player.
Oh, yeah, I could be a ping pong gold medalist. Yeah.
If you put all your time into it, I think you could.
If I just obsessed on ping pong all day and night, I'd be in the mix.
But Craig, another thing that detracts from the gold medal is 30% of NFL players, if they decided to pivot away from football, could win a gold medal.
They couldn't be the goalie who beat Russia in the Miracle on Ice. So in general,
I don't know. You put Frank in goal, all of a sudden that goal is really, really, really small.
What is this, Mighty Ducks? You just put the big guy between the pipes.
Yeah, I once wrote a script for Adam Sandler where he was it was kind of on the heels of like Happy Gilmore and stuff coming out, where he was a Boston like teenager who was super, super overweight, who loved hockey, who loved the Bruins, who was really foul-mouthed and loved hockey. And he ended up getting so big that he could cover the whole goal. And so he joins the Bruins.
Yeah.
And they go undefeated because he has a shutout in every single game. But the thing is, he actually has skills. But, like, everyone just is saying, like, it's because he's so big that he can cover the whole goal. And then they're up 3-0 in the Stanley Cup Finals. And, like, everyone's watching it because it's kind of interesting. But people are also saying it's ruining hockey and it's becoming really controversial. And then he gets food poisoning. And he ends up losing, like, 300 pounds. And he's in the hospital. And they lose 3 consecutive games. And then he comes back for Game 7 and he's actually like Adam Sandler, not in the fat suit anymore because he's lost all the weight.
Sure.
And then he has to actually show off his real skills. He actually shows up in the third period of the Stanley Cup Finals. And
they already made that movie.
They did?
Nutty Professor.
Ah, darn. I thought it was like Little Big League and like there's like a Rookie of the Year.
Yeah, it's
when
it's,
the kid's the pitcher.
Rosenbagger.
Yeah. It's definitely, and it's also where the donkey's the field goal kicker. Have you ever seen that movie? I mean, that's a good movie.
Oh, Gus the Kicking Mule.
Yes.
Great movie.
Yes, that is
great,
a good movie.
Great movie.
Wait, so does this script exist somewhere? Do you still have this?
No, I wouldn't say the full script was written,
okay,
but
it was more of a
concepted it out.
Sure.
Yeah, yeah.
Does that exist somewhere?
No, never.
Could we still pick? I mean, because I keep
never
seeing,
got the time with the Sandman on it.
Well, because I keep seeing that Happy Gilmore 2 might be a thing. At least that's what the actor who plays Shooter McGavin keeps trying to tell everybody. So if Sandler's going to be, you know, revisiting sports movies, I think he got a shot to get this one made.
Yeah, definitely. I think would have been maybe that breakthrough that would have gotten him the Academy Award. You know, playing that role. I just think the stretch of playing the, you know, the obese, you know, man, and then also playing the, you know, the character, I think would have worked for him. By the way, you guys, Gabe, I have never heard you sound more entitled than this week.
What do you mean?
Chewy, Gabe going on a rant of like, please, Jordan Love, don't turn out like Brett and Aaron where you become like.
All I said was. I can't promise you that he doesn't turn out that way.
I know, but if he turns out that way, that means he will have had like a Hall of Fame career. And like, like, could you imagine any other fan base being like, yeah, I can't promise you that Jordan Love's not going to turn out like those last two guys we had, you know? Hopefully he doesn't, but there's a chance he'll turn out like those last two quarterbacks
we had. We've had those two, so now I want to have my cake and eat it too. I want to have a
that
great
quarterback.
That is
your cake and eating it too.
Who's also a good dude.
Oh, I mean, come on. I mean, Chewy, have you ever heard a more spoiled sports fan in the history of all sports fans?
Yeah, he's been a liar this whole week.
What do you mean I've been a liar this whole week?
You wouldn't take a Super Bowl ring over a gold medal. That is the biggest. You don't even know what hockey is. You don't even know what the rules are.
Sure I do. You don't.
I know a lot. Adjacent.
Dude, almost anyone would take, I think, a Super Bowl ring over a gold medal, but not the goalie gold medal in the Miracle on Ice.
You know, and then, well, because if I got the medal, the gold medal for winning the 100-meter dash.
That's pretty cool.
Like, that's pretty cool. Being the fastest man in the world.
Yeah.
Like, that's pretty cool. Like, there are certain gold medals. Like, yeah, would I take Chewy's Super Bowl ring over a ping pong gold medal? Yeah, absolutely. But I think there are some certain gold medals that I would absolutely take.
Just for the record, we call it table tennis.
Okay. Ooh, you want to talk about the privilege.
I apologize.
There you go.
Dude, I actually played in a ping pong tournament and got told off by someone who is in it for calling it ping pong. And
they just completely dressed you down.
Like, I was like, I'm sorry. Like, I didn't realize what I was like in for. And then like, he like beat me like 21-1, 21-0. Yeah,
he had to take it out on the ping pong
after
guy.
Showing a total disrespect for the game.
He went back after his, man, you would not believe what this guy said to me. What he said. He called it ping pong.
Yeah, but like, Craig, you do the exact same thing. You're bougie when I call like Gabe my coworker, and you go, oh, he's not a coworker. He's a teammate.
That's not bougie. That's just using the proper terminology. Like, would you call Brett Favre your coworker? You've never once said Brett Favre is your coworker. You said he was your teammate.
That's a good point. I didn't think we were going to go that way.
Yeah. So are you bougie by calling Brett Favre your teammate and not calling him your coworker?
Let's move on. Can they win without Pat Beverly?
Pat Beverly's back. It doesn't matter.
He played last night.
Pat Beverly.
Gabe, you sent a thing over the thing that said he was out for 3 months.
He could be out for 3 to 4 months, but he has decided to try to play through it.
Pat Beverly.
So what you're saying is now I should start watching the Bucks.
Yeah. Well, and last night you could only watch him. Oh, you could have watched him on NBA TV because you were not in the area. Last night the game was on WMLW. I know people have been a little confused on how to find them, you know, because Bally's and then the M, WMLW. But last night's game was on WMLW locally and NBA TV nationally. Bucks fall to the Pelicans. Pelicans, I mean, have a similar record to the Bucks. I mean, that's a tough game on the road.
All right, as an owner, Craig, were you embarrassed at the Lakers loss?
No.
What?
Embarrassed by the loss. I mean, I was very disappointed. I mean, the Boston Celtics a night earlier had blown a 30-point lead against the Atlanta Hawks. You know, losing a 19-point lead in the fourth quarter should never happen, and it should never happen without LeBron James. So it was really disappointing. But I mean,
you guys, you talk out both sides of your mouth. If the Packers were up 21 and lost in the fourth quarter, you would be outside of your skin, as would I. So why do these teams get a pass?
Because
the regular season doesn't matter?
Because where the Bucks have positioned themselves, they've gotten to the point where a one or two games and, you know, isn't going. I mean, they had just beaten the Oklahoma City Thunder, who were the number one seed in the West and played a dominating defensive performance. When you play a team and they don't have their best player and like all that, it's 1 out of 82. You can't get too high or too low, Chew.
Yeah, the thing, Chew, is, and I'm not saying it is the same, but I think because you look through everything right now in sports through a playoff prism, right? So when the Brewers lose 2 of 3 to the A's, it's like, oh, okay, whatever. It's just the middle of the season. The NFL, is their postseason more closely replicates the regular season than any other sport because you're just playing one game at a time. Now, the playoffs are certainly different because the intensity and all that gets ramped up, but you're not playing a 7-game series the way you are in the NBA. Like, if they blew one game against the Lakers, like, okay, well, go back out there in a playoff series and win the next one.
Totally off topic. The college football is going to be awesome this year.
Why?
With the expanded playoff? Yeah. Like, people will be like... It'll be like, oh, games don't matter as much because there's more teams. No, there's going to be so many teams now in the playoff mix. It's going to be so fun. And then the first round of the playoffs, I think, are on campuses.
Yeah.
Like that. It's going to be the coolest thing ever. College football has me more excited than I've been in a long time.
Yeah, but I don't care about teams 10 through 20.
But you,
because they don't legitimately have a chance of winning a national championship.
I mean, last year, Georgia was team 5. They could have won the national championship.
Last year, since they've gone to the college football playoff format, last year was the first time I think more than 2 or 3 teams could have won a national championship. You could have convinced me with a healthy FSU. Like, you probably could have gone down to 6 or 7.
Yeah, but it was only 2 games. Now when you have to win multiple games, more chance for
the better. You're saying the better team is more likely to come out. Yeah. But still, I mean, if you put a... a fun game, like a 7-10 game on a Friday night, like on a campus, like instead of just a random game, and then you're let's say the Badgers are the 15th team in the country.
The
Badgers, if they put 2 or 3 wins together at the end of the year, could make the playoffs. Like, that's awesome. It's like so cool and so different than it's ever been before.
So, Gabe, you don't think that LSU could have beat Michigan? I think they could have.
No, that LSU, no. They didn't. LSU didn't stop anybody.
With the quarterback alone. If the quarterback plays out of
it. I'm with you,
Chewy.
There's a chance.
Also, is last year the new norm with transfer portal and NIL?
Maybe.
Yes, and that's why I think, I don't know.
I think we have to wait and see. I don't think
it'll just be the super teams of Alabama and Georgia and nobody else can compete anymore. We're seeing in college basketball, I know UConn's dominating right now, but there's a lot more I was going to say there's going to be a lot more parity, but these ones and twos besides Arizona, who I picked to win the championship, are all doing pretty well.
Could UConn beat a NBA team?
No.
I know. I saw that come up. I saw it come up in conversation this week where someone said it.
Greeny said they would not only would they win a game, they would be in the Eastern Conference playoffs.
No, but that was always the argument when Alabama was at its prime. Could it beat the worst team in the NFL? And there is no chance in hell that would ever happen.
Because, I mean, UConn might have at best 3 pros on that roster. If they were to take on the Wizards, guess what the Wizards have?
Yeah.
All professionals.
Yeah.
Andre Jackson Jr., the Buck, can't make the playoffs, but he was like their best player. Like, can't make the roster, really playing time for the Bucks at all.
Yeah, he was one of their best players last year, winning a national championship.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, remember, you also see in the Olympics some of these where it's like, wait, none of these guys are in the NBA and they're like beating the U.S. right now. So, I mean, you don't want to take away from what some of these players are who are not NBA players.
Sure, but the international game is also like different rules.
Very
and there's
different.
some differences there, but even between college basketball and the NBA.
Yes, that is true.
We appreciate your time, Craig.
I don't know what we just did.
Yeah, I'm not sure what we did either, but we appreciate you coming in, seeing you in person. We like that.
I mean, we talked hockey. We talked table tennis. Yeah. We talked college football. I mean,
teammates versus coworkers.
Chewy got bougie on us.
we touched on a lot of different topics.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
Thanks, Craig. We unveiled 2 more matchups in the Jen, Gabe, and Chewy bracket coming up next.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
What operating system does a Chewy computer run on?
I believe it's a Cat 14.
It's a COS. It's a Chewy operating system.
I was thinking Windows 98.
Yeah, very similar.
It's dial-up. Let me get my modem.
Chewy.
On 94.5 ESPN.
Final matchups for the opening round of the Jen, Gabe, and Chewy grievance brackets. We get to the much-anticipated road region. 8 matchups, 2 we're unveiling. 8 teams, 2 matchups we unveil right now. This is, and I think I had some, I had some arguments against maybe some of the other top seeds, Chew, but I think this top seed in the road region makes sense and has a chance to potentially go all the way in the entire tournament. It's something I feel you talk about quite a bit. I feel it's something we all talk about and go through quite a bit. Number 1 seed in the road region, the biggest grievance, slow driver left lane.
Very annoying. Happens all the time.
Yeah.
All the time. That's a clear number 1.
Yeah, taking on the 8 seed zipper merge ignorance doesn't seem like us here in the state of Wisconsin, despite all the road construction we go through every year, really have an idea of how to use a zipper merge.
I don't know how to do it. What is a zipper merge? Is that like a yield where people stop? Same kind of thing?
Well, no. So you have a lane ending, right? Like, so it's a 3-lane, you've got 3 lanes, one's
going
under construction,
2.
It's going down to 2. Like, you just take turns every other car in that right lane, because then it's like a zipper.
Have you ever seen like how a zipper is?
Where
it interlocks?
But do you guys ride it all the way out to the end?
You're supposed to.
Yeah.
All the way to the end?
Yeah. That's
supposed to merge like before you got to the end of the merging.
If there's not traffic, you can. But if there is a load of traffic, you're supposed to fill all lanes all the way and then alternate.
Yeah.
Because I pull the block. I block. So if you haven't merged 100 yards back where you should merge, and you're going all the way up to the front, I block. I'm a blocker.
You are number 7.
Yeah.
What's number seven?
No, number eight.
Number seven is...
Well, seven as well. We'll get to that as well. You may have a little bit of seven in you as well. Number three is last second exit. So somebody who's over in that left lane, oh, here comes my exit, and that's to swerve over three lanes of traffic to get to the exit, taking on the sixth seed of no headlights.
That's going to be a close one.
Yeah. I feel like slow lane driver in the left lane is...
Because no headlights, Gabe, is user error most times.
It's lack of awareness.
You think it's on auto, but it's not on auto.
And some cars don't have auto.
Okay.
You know, so yeah. But yeah, I play around with mine from time to time. But I like to have my headlights on when I can. But yeah, it's hard to not have no headlights when it's on auto.
Do you leave your headlights on 24/7?
Me?
What, on auto?
Yeah, like if you're driving during the day, sunny day, do you have your headlights on?
No, because I usually have it on the auto. The only time I'll play around with it is sometimes when it's kind of that grayish, you know, and I feel like I probably should have them on, but my vehicle doesn't have them on.
I just leave mine on.
All the time?
Yeah.
So you just get on, the first thing you do is turn on your lights?
No, they stay on, and then they turn off once I turn my car off.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Ooh, talk about booze.
Ooh, yeah. They realized Josh had the bougiest car.
Prius.
Yeah. Prius is the most bougie car any of us have. Good to know. Would you rather have 10 years of Jordan Love or one Super Bowl championship is the question we ask in 2 minutes. Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Jen, Gabe, and Chewy continues next on 94.5 ESPN.